To my dear father, with a heart filled with love. There's a three-father paradigm within which all of us live. This book can help you make sense of the relationship between your dad and your own kids in light of our Creator Father, who is eternally consistent in His fathering. Being mentored by God is a very real, eternal experience. When I think of my own father, I have mixed feelings. He was hardworking and successful. He passed on to me some great work traits, along with my mother, a sense of a family connection. I assume he felt he was exceeding his own father's achievements, but we didn't talk about much deeper stuff. In fact, outside of often being antagonistic to the point of meanness, emotional conversations revolved around hunting, fishing, and whatever else we could make work. In short, I've had to find my own way as a dad. While I felt reasonably prepared for the work world and life as a male, I was unequipped for relationships. My values and my choices were a mess, and I was drifting through my young manhood pretty unanchored. Because I was somewhat likable and a pretty good liar, I did okay with relationships, but mostly I carry regret over my late teens and early 20s. When you're a hedonist, the ends almost always justify the means, which results in a very tenuous peace of mind and plenty of relational baggage. When my dad died a few years back, I took my own lyrical advice from a song I had written from my brother's funeral when he was killed in a car accident at 20. What do you do when you lose someone close to you, someone who's a part of your life? What do you do when your love is gone from you? How do you fill in the void? Well, you cling to the good things and you bury the bad, and you hope in the life that's to come. Because if Jesus can't save him, your love never will. Put your trust in the Master's hand. Because not a sparrow may fall off of life's wall without him. When I was 27 and we had three kids of our own, I reconnected with my father each year through fishing openers and deer seasons. During those years until his death, there were some watershed interactions that allowed me to experience a satisfied mind regarding my own dad and helped me with my own insecurities about being a father. During the course of this book, I'll return to some of my experiences to help illustrate how God helped me navigate my relationship with my earthly father. My purpose in doing this will be to open windows into what has allowed me not to only find peace with being a dad and a grandfather, but also to deeply experience the fatherhood of God and to find security in being His valued son. I got really excited as I looked at the breadth of what the God story had to say about God as my father. Then I got really cranked when I realized how much Jesus revealed about His relationship with the very Father that I wanted to get to know better. I've also observed that human fatherhood and God's fatherhood are a challenge to understand and to connect in every generation. I think these pages will help you look at yourself as a current or future dad or mom with a recognition that perfection is not the goal of family life. If anything, we need a direct personal touch from God in order to see our home become everything it can be. We need His presence every bit as much as we need His principles. If I can be reconciled to God's fatherhood over my life, then I can be reconciled to my own father's shortcomings, or my own as a father. This is liberating because it gives me a foundation to move beyond imperfect human love into the love of my dear Creator Father, the truest friend that I will ever have. Exploring being mentored by God can be huge for your journey. If you're already comfortable with reading from the Bible, you will experience multiple passages about fathering. And if you're less familiar, this can be a great opportunity to learn tons about God, how He works, as well as what He has communicated about the true substance of our comparatively brief stay upon the earth. I recommend you find a pace that allows you to read a chapter. All of the God story quotes are contained in the book, and integrate that particular portion into the ongoing theme of being mentored by God. If you're an audio learner, there's a listing of podcasts which mirror some of the content of the book on page 143. So enjoy Fathering and the conversation that goes with it, Jesus and His dad and how the Son talks with His own eternal Father and about Him, Father connections, how we experience deeper connections with our Father as well as being a dad, and then launching strategies. How can we be a father and mother success? And finally, we finish the book with key conversations. How can we prepare our kids for God's success in the midst of the onslaught?